Mayor Wagner on the line for the president.
Is the president calling?
Yes.
Thank you.
Now we want to have a meeting.
Is the mayor on?
Yes, mayor. Mayor.
Yes. You ready to call? Not on your television sure this morning, because that's excellent. What you say that we did today, our day today, so you don't have to put in. I don't want a copy of it. Don't you don't put it in. Only it comes up, and I'm not saying anything. It's good, right? Like leaving one of it in, the hole right there, and I'm putting in where the damn thing is. That's number one. Now, you two get over the water tank. George, you can't tell him, George is so far away, he can hospital now. You can't be thinking of that. We could be staying, could be doing. We're not getting enough stuff of our own. We're carrying on the Kennedy program, and we're doing the best we can on these various things. I'm going to see Wilbur Mills, where it's on that place. I can't say that. I'm talking to McNamara. I would say I talked to McNamara just a while about his forthcoming trip to the conditions there and to just help. Yes.
Mayor Wagner on 90.
Bob?
Hello?
Bob, I'm sorry to see this announcement. How's my girl doing?
Well, not very well, President. The doctor thinks it's just a matter of a few hours.
Give her a big hug for me and know that we're all thinking of you and grieving with you and wish there's something we could do.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. It's wonderful for you to take out a busy time to call, and I'll certainly do that.
I'd walk up there naked if there's something I could do.
Nothing we can do right now. It's in God's hands, but this doesn't look very good for the next few hours.
Well, please give her a hug for me.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
She's a great lady, and you've made her mighty proud of you.
Thank you very
much. Bye-bye. Bye.
Waiting. Hello?